Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me this morning, I have our Municipal Administrator, John Leach, here to talk about and give a little preview of our State of the City. John, thanks for coming in this morning.
Good morning, Erin. Thanks for having me.
So your State of the City address is an annual thing. For those who might not be familiar with this report, what is the State of the City report?
Sure. It's I really enjoy doing this report. Once a year, we get to kind of celebrate our milestones and our wins over the past year and kind of explain to the community what things look like right now and where we're headed for the next year. So, it's going to talk about our milestones. We're going to talk about our strategic plan. We're going to go through some interesting statistics and kind of outline our future commitments for people to hear.
Awesome. So for folks to mark their calendars if they'd like to hear this, when is this going to be taking place?
Yeah, sure. It's hosted annually by the Chamber of Commerce. There's a little bit of a change in venue this year, but it will be next week on January 22nd at the Misfit Island Cafe. I've not been there yet.
Yeah, that's a new establishment. Do you know where that's located downtown?
I don't know yet.
I think we looked this up just earlier. We believe it's where Little Tokyo used to be located,
so
in the Shattuck building.
So.
Okay, so the Misfit Island Cafe. I'm sure Google can tell us for sure.
Exactly, and Lincoln Street's pretty short stretch.
That's true. Can find it. One short walk downtown would probably enlighten us to that. So Wednesday, January 22nd, Misfit Island Cafe, and what time?
At noon.
At noon, excellent. So, let's talk about for you this annual report. What are kind of some of the highlights? You'll be talking about some of the inroads we've been making for our goals towards our strategic plan. What are some of the highlights, some of the things you're going to share?
Well, I just want to start out with we're guided by our strategic plan. I've been here a lot to talk about our strategic plan. And this report is as a way for me to kind of show the community that leadership begins with the mayor and the assembly, and the volunteerism of this community, our boards, commissions, and committees, and everybody coming together to help build this plan, and then we enact that plan. So there's some highlights this year that I'd like to point out, and I don't want to go way into the report right now. I'd like people to come see it next Wednesday.
Yeah, this is just the teaser,
right? But you know, we had some goals. One of them was investing in our sustainable infrastructure for future generations, and if you've paid attention to the news now or taken a drive down to the Gary Paxton Industrial Park, you will see that a haul out is under construction and nearing completion. So that's a big, exciting development. And in fact, this afternoon at the GPIP board meeting, we're going to be talking about options for what the operations of that facility are going to look like. Another big one is quality of life. In the report, I'm going to talk about how our recent sales tax figures have turned into services for the community, and how tourism has kind of helped contribute to that. But I'm also going to talk about how revenue is kind of leveling off, and we're seeing some retraction at some point, and what we're going to do to manage that that forecast and try to keep those services running in the manner that everybody appreciates them right now.
Right. So yeah, some of these, I think of some of the sales tax into services thing, like things like new programs we're seeing with like the revitalization of the parks and recreation and some of those activities. Was that part of that strategic plan?
Absolutely. I mean, parks and rec is one we talk about a lot here recently in the pool. It's very popular. But the library too. I mean, I'll throw out some statistics now, I don't know if people knew that this last year that the library had almost 93,000 visitors go through its door. Or that we've had over 90 players just register and play in the Parks and Rec City League basketball program. So, again, showing the popularity of that program. But even in our public safety realm, things get really busy and some of those things get overlooked. But our police department this year handled over 24,000 emergency calls. So very busy. And those revenues are turning into those services that we can provide back to the community.
And kind of speaking on a larger level for this strategic plan, the strategic plan, we're in kind of the middle of a 5-year, I guess, cycle for that. So how often then are these points of the strategic plan kind of reassessed or, I guess, fine-tuned? If it's in this, we're looking at kind of five-year increments. Sure. Is it at the end of that 5 years that we're like, okay, a new 5 years is starting, we're going to reassess, or are there tweaks made along the way?
Well, that 5-year plan is as the title implies, it's a strategic look. You know, what are we going to do in this period of time? But no, it's not something that you develop and then in 5 years you look at later. Every year we do an update to this. Mm-hmm. The assembly gets together for basically a goal refinement type retreat. This last November, they spent 2 days in a retreat to refine the goals, see which accomplishments we've made, how we need to modify going forward, if there's different priorities. And we gather those priorities, and the assembly hears those priorities through surveys and focus groups and other community leaders. And, you know, I came in here and did an interview on, hey, everybody go take this survey. Tell us how we need to update this plan. So the idea is on a cycle, you know, we make the plan updates, we adjust the budget to accomplish what the updates are, and then do it again the next year. And then in 4 to 5 years, when the plan's nearing its end, it doesn't mean we're just finished with the other one. Mm-hmm. There might be things that carry over into a new 5-year outlook.
Okay. So you're at the midway point. So ideally, the goals that were made for this 5-year period, hopefully they are kind of mid stride at this point, or at least you've made kind of good, at least good inroads mm-hmm. towards their fruition. And that's hopefully what you're going to be kind of talking about.
Absolutely.
How those paths are being made.
Yeah. When the plan was revisited this year, it was interesting. And if people look at the new plan that's available on our website, you'll see on the summary sheet, you'll see green check marks on mm-hmm. things. And the reason for that is everybody was really hesitant to take something off that has been accomplished mm-hmm. because we didn't want people to think like, oh, they accomplished it. Now they're done doing it.
Right.
The green check mark means we've accomplished it and we're still working on it. It's been incorporated into our operations now.
Right.
So I'd encourage people to take a look at it and so they can see what the great things we've done and the things we're still working on.
And just the at least for me, the deep satisfaction of checking off something on a goal list, even just seeing it and appreciate it on your side of like, oh,
right.
Yeah, they did it. Mm. That's always a good feeling as well. So for folks who might not be able to make it to that noon meeting next Wednesday on the 22nd, mm-hmm. Is there a way for them to listen to your presentation either on a recording that's made or be able to access the report in another way?
Sure. I mean, first I'd say contact the Sitka Chamber. Mm-hmm. They can explain, what the viewing options are, if it's in person, if there's a remote viewing alternative. But normally every year the Chamber posts the video afterwards. The city will also take the report and put it on our website. So after the 22nd, after I give the presentation next week, you can go to our website at cityofsitka.com. Look at current news, and we'll have the report posted there for everyone to look at.
Excellent. Well, thank you for coming in and giving us a little preview of our state of the city and all the work that's being done to make these goals come into reality. So you'll be giving your presentation of the State of the City report next week, Wednesday, January 22nd, at the Misfit Island Cafe on Lincoln Street at noon. And if folks want to see kind of in action some of the work that's being done in those goals, like the haul-out happening at the Gary Paxton Industrial Park, I guess you could always sit in on that meeting this afternoon at 3 o'clock to see how operations are going to be happening, to see all this work happening live and in person. Municipal Administrator John Leach, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Aaron. I appreciate it.